Okay, so let's start from page Shin Mem Hei Halacha Zayin. Let's try to go quickly. We'll see this, that we can. Shin Mem Hei Halacha Zayin. Sorry, I'm out a little bit. I have interesting topics. I want to spend some time on a topic for a mayor, in honor of a mayor. A mayor is a Levi. Any other Levim here? Are there any Levim here in this Shia besides a mayor? You're a Levi, right? You're a Levi? Yeah. Mayor, you're a Levi, right?
Isn't Rappaport a
coin?
Who? Rappaport.
No, he's not a coin. Rappaport is not a coin.
Not a coin?
I don't think so, no.
He's not a Rappaport.
No. Is there a mitzvah to give cover to a Levi?
Is there what?
A mitzvah to give cover to a Levi.
Of course.
Kol adoresh, la'atz no doresh.
What is a cover of Brios?
Oh, is a cover to give cover of Brios? For sure not.
No, okay, there's no cover. The
lady is only not a
noch.
Okay, so we'll come on. We'll talk about it later on. We'll talk about it. I have some nice stuff here.
Now, so
keep you in suspense.
You know what? If you have to have cover to lady, you have to have cover to the Levines.
To the Levines? To a
Levine. Lady in the name. Right?
Lady in the name, all right. Okay. I'm not going to argue. Let's see. First, let's do some ribbons. Shin mem hei halacha zayin. Tzarech amavali zosh lo lehanos mehaloi ve'eshum davar kol zman sheme oisa v'yodai. This is a very scary thing. If you're not allowed, we went spend time on this. You're not, if you lend money, if you borrow money from someone, you're not allowed to have any, pretty much anything to do with that person, because anything that you do for that person may be viewed as ribbons. If you don't normally say hello to him, you never say good morning to this fellow. You see him every single day you're davening. And now it happens to be that he gave you a loan, nice loan, and you see him in shul. Under normal circumstances, you would not say good morning to him. But now that he gave you a loan, I have no choice. Eved loyvel ishmalve, I give him a warm good morning. That's ribbis devarim. It's not ribbis deraisa. Ribbis deraisa is only when you give him something tangible.
Yeah.
And it has to be cut, it has to be set, it has to be written in the contract that you will definitely get, in addition to getting your money back, you'll also get from me a nice good morning. So it's not ribbis d'oraisa, but it's ribbis mid'rabban. Anytime the lender receives additional benefit in addition to getting his money back, that's called ribbis. Ribbis d'rabbanon, avak ribbis, and therefore you have to be very careful not to give him any additional benefit for the duration of the loan.
That's what I said. You need called davar.
Right, called davar, even dibur. It's not a deraisa, it's not smachta. The Torah says called davar, but it's not, lahalacha, it's not interpreted as on a deraisa level to mean ribbis davarim. It's an asmachta. As long as the loan has not been paid off. Even if you ordinarily do these things, even let's say you ordinarily say to him good morning. Every day you say good morning. But now you're going to say to him good morning with an extra special warmth. It's a problem. That's only in a situation where the malve is having hana without him knowing about it. What do you mean? Since he's having hana from him without permission, he will give him additional benefit. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but on the bottom of the he says, the impar, and it goes on when the loan already was paid. The impar aloy v'shum choy v'al ma'al ma'al ma'alva osur, aval im yoitza b'dayonim v'in menakil. Okay, let's leave that out for now. Okay, let's go for, just get the gist. Aval im nene mimenu mirishusoy. Mirishusoy, let's see, mutar b'dava shu oisaloy af im loy halveyu. But if he has benefit from him, mirishusoy. Okay, I'm not sure what this means. Uvach lo yehe dava shal farhesya. Kegoyin lode b'chatzeroy chinem l'shtamish b'avodav. He seems to differentiate that if you have permission, if you're having benefit from the borrower, there are different types of benefit. If the benefit is the public benefit, everyone sees that you're living in this house or that you are making use of his slaves in public, that's a problem. But it's private. So private, it depends. It's not necessarily called ribbis if he anyway, I think what he means over here is if anyway he would have done this on his own. If anyway, berishus, it means he's giving you permission. which means anyway he would give you permission. It's not dependent on the loan. Even if you would not have borrowed money from him, you would anyway, at times in the past, there's a record where you have given him a certain benefit. So then, now that you're giving him that benefit as well during this period of time, that is not considered to be ribis. That's called bereshusai. I'm giving you additional benefit, but you need my permission. It's, you cannot do this on your own. If he's teaching us a yesoid, ribis is only when you can force the other person to give you additional benefit. In other words, I lend you $1,000. In addition to lending you $1,000, I am going to come into your, I'm going to trespass. I'm going to use your house, your front lawn, as a shortcut to get to my business. Right? Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't do that. Under normal circumstances, I always walk around your property. But now that I've given you $1,000 loan, I'm also going to take advantage. I'm going to walk over your property. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. Such a condition in the loan is ribis daraisa, because I am forcing you to give me something, that normally I need your permission. If I would not have given you this $1,000 loan and I would walk through your property, you can call the police and they can arrest me. They can give me a ticket. But now that I'm giving you the $1,000 loan and I'm stipulating with you in the very beginning, in addition to me giving you the $1,000, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to allow me to walk through your property to get to my place of business. And you cannot say no. That is called ribis. Either if you stipulate this condition in the beginning, that's ribis daraisa. If you do not stipulate and just self-understood, it's going to be like this. That's ribis midrabanan. The point here is, I don't need your permission. I can do this to you against your will. In addition to you paying me back $1,000, you're also going to give me this benefit against your will. I am in control, not you. That is ribis. But if I am not allowed to walk through your property, if legally you can call the police and they can put me in jail because I've done this, because it's not a condition of a loan, and now you're very kind to me and you say, you know what, why don't you go walk through my property, it'll save you 5 minutes, you can walk through my property. So that's not necessarily ribis daraisa. It might not be the best thing to do. There's an element over here where he's saying it's maris ayin, because if something is done in public, then people are going to suspect that this indeed is ribis. But technically speaking, if I still need your permission to do this, to do something, and it's not a given, it's not automatic, then you cannot say it's ribis daraisa, or even ribis midrabanan. It might be avak ribis, but it cannot be considered ribis, because ribis is only when you have a right, you have an absolute right to take something in addition to the money, getting back the money that you have given. Look at this. Let's say I'm going to tutor you. I have lent you $1,000. So now I expect between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you are going to teach me Torah. Normally for teaching Torah, it's a service. There's a service fee for tutoring. You would, normally I would have to pay you. I'm not going to pay you because I have done you a favor. I have lent you $1,000. In addition to you paying me back $1,000, you're also going to do for me a service. You're going to teach me Torah. And you must do so. And I don't have to pay you. That automatically constitutes ribis. And don't say, but this is a religious matter. Maybe the only time we find the din of ribis is only when it comes to money, when it comes to business, maybe when it comes to if you are doing me additional favors in the world of religion, teaching Torah, which is purely something spiritual, maybe in this instance you can argue this is not called ribis, no such thing. Anything additional that the lender, the borrower does for the lender, even teaching Torah, is constitutes ribis if he must do so. Oy im binoy shalom alvo, I want you to tutor my son. Normally, it is our custom. Normally, under normal circumstances, if there was no loan, I would not ask you to teach my son for free. I would pay you. Unless in the past, we have a history where this fellow would teach my son Torah for free. So now we can say nothing new has happened. He, in the past, He did it for free. He's doing it for free now. This is not related to the loan. If he did it free in the past. Halacha ches.
What happens if you have a shul that has a gemach fund?
Yes.
So you go ahead and you borrow money from the shul.
Yes.
So that's not a person.
Okay, from the shul.
And because you're very grateful to the shul, you become a member.
Right.
Would that be an element of ribbis? Because it's not a person.
I don't know the answer. I believe that when it comes to a tzibur, there might be, when it comes to a tzibur, it might be indeed different. It might be that we find this concept by a prizbal. By a prizbal, the Torah says that shmita is only mashamed from individuals. Shmita is not mashamed from the bezdin. From a group of people, from a corporation,
right.
Okay, something like that. You create some type of a.
Yeshivas all the time. Yeshivas give you a discount, but you pay it all in advance.
Okay, so that we're going to discuss. That's one of the most common shaitas of ribbis. Okay, we're going to get to that. I just want to go through a little bit of the halacha. So we're going to come. Indeed, we're going to talk about that. Okay, but I don't know. We have to see. We have to see. What happened to the paper over here? One step over here. I'm reading on the wrong page. Anyone notice that?
No,
I
think for some reason you wanted to start.
Okay, so we'll just finish up. We'll go backwards. Let's just finish up what we're doing over here. I'm on page Shin Mem Hey. I'm surprised no one stopped me, but I'm on Shin Pei. Let's just continue where we roll off. Shin Mem Hey Halacha Ches. Okay, Shin Mem Hey Halacha Ches. The also other little vice for ribbons that feel me, but a person that I go borrow the ribbons from his children. Afal Pisha Ain Makpit Aleim. Okay, ribbis applies to family. Don't think that when it comes to your own children, your grandchildren, you can borrow with ribbis. Afal pi she'enoi makbid aleihem. B'vaday noisna lechem b'matoni gemura. Afil ruach yosu k'desh lo l'haragilam b'davar. You're not allowed to lend money to your children, even though when the end will be, he'll never pay you back anyway. You lend money to your children, and you know they'll never pay you back. It doesn't matter. If the arrangement is such, in the beginning, I'm lending you, my child, $1,000, and you're going to pay me back $1,500, even though in the back of your mind you know the child will never pay you back, and even when he comes to pay you back, you'll tell him, keep the money, it's a gift. Still, if the way you structure the transaction is through ribbis, that's an iser d'oraisa.
You have to be nice to me.
You're not allowed to lend money to children.
Yes.
No, they can
right.
Say hello to you anymore.
Yeah.
They can't call
you. Okay. Halacha test. Afal gav de nosha de nesh shacham v'tar v'peirush lo nemar el b'kesef oichel b'kesef v'oichel. The Torah only used the word ribbis in regard to two items, food and money. So one can argue there's no ribbis with regard to commodities. Commodities. I go and I'm going to borrow this, the common shaila. I don't know if it's so common anymore. Barter. You go to your next door neighbor baking a cake. Okay, all the old Sraman ribbis, you all mentioned the shaila. You go, you're baking a cake, and guess what? You ran out of eggs. You ran out of eggs. You run to the neighbor. Can I please borrow some eggs? Can I have some eggs? So she gives you six eggs. And then next Shabbos, you go to the grocery store and you buy eggs and you return her the six eggs. Only difference is, the six eggs that she gave you were medium. And you're giving her back extra jumbo eggs. So you've given her back more than what you've taken. You have a cup of sugar. And you give her back a better quality sugar. The sugar that you purchased was Domino sugar. And you give her back the Hamish brand, which costs double the price for no reason.
Except that one thing, the sugar's the same. Just so you know.
It's even worse. Maybe it's even worse.
It's all,
whatever it is. So that's a shaila. So maybe you will argue that when it comes to commodities, okay, we're going to go to the modern halacha a little bit next week. B'li neder. Maybe you'll argue there's no ribbis.
They can't get away with, but they can change the name and charge you double. That's why we can't take this seriously.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Thank you.
No, we do take it seriously. What do you mean? When you borrow money.
We just heard.
Yeah.
Domino is domino is domino. You're telling us you pay double. We could be cheated and fooled by our leaders. And now you're saying you can't say thank you?
Hi, Lukud.
I mean, Chazal,
hi, Lukud.
Hi,
Lukud. Hi, Lukud.
Why is that?
saying it's cheating. Why are they trying to make something simple? You can't say thank you. That's right, you can't. Why?
It's ribbis devarim.
What are we missing?
Ribbis devarim. You're not allowed. We discussed this. To say a civil thank you, we learned most poskim said that you can say. It's called an animus. That's not called ribbis. A lavish thank you, a gift, that is aser. But to say when you return the money, to say thank you, and just regular thank you, we learned, we discussed this, there are many, many opinions regarding, are you allowed to say thank you when you return the loan? And pretty much most poskim say to say just a simple, normal thank you is permitted, and in fact is expected. But to go overboard and to start singing this fellow's praises, or to give a gift, certainly to give a gift, I want to give you a gift. That is also. That's mamash ribbis. That's mamash also. The Torah says ribbis is ribbis. I told you this with Rabbi Yochum Lavavitz. Rabbi Yochum Lavavitz, when the boys would go with Rabbi Yochum Lavavitz, or maybe it was Rabbi Chaskel Levinstein. I don't remember which one it was about. One of the mashkichim in the Mir Yeshiva, when the boys would leave for the Zman, they would often need to borrow money to pay for their car fare. So they would go to the mashkiach, Rabbi Yochum, and borrow money. They would go home, Bein Azmanim, come back, and the first thing they would do when they come back, they would repay the loan. They would repay the money they borrowed to get home. So the boy, who is the story said about? I don't remember. One of the Gedolei Yisrael, he gave back the money to Rabbi Yochum Lubavitz, and he said to him, thank you very much. Thank you very much for helping me for the loan. So he berated him. What are you saying, thank you? Don't you know what it says in the Torah? What are you Ben Torah? It's ribbis devarim, called Dovar Asher Yishach. You're not allowed, I lent you money, you pay me back the money, this is a mitzvah deraisa, for you to say to me, thank you, this is ribbis. You give me back more than the money. It's osser. How dare you? You gave him a mussar shmus for 10 minutes. He'll never forget. Okay, a year goes by, same thing happens all over again. He goes, he borrows money, car fare to go home, he comes back, he brings back the money, and then say one word. So he says to him, what kind of man, what kind of mashugan are you? I did you a taiva. I gave you $1,000. I gave you the car fare. And this, you come over here like this. You don't say thank you? Where have you been? This is what you learn in yeshiva? No midos? This is what Torah teaches you? To be an achzar? So it's, but Rebbe, you told me last time that you're not allowed to say thank you. It's ribbis devarim. So he says, you're right. You're not allowed to say, but it has to at least be written all over your face that you want to say thank you. You give back the money, I should be able to see on your face the gratitude.
I'm not a shokel, I can give a shokel.
A shokel, right, a gratitude. You can't say the words, because that would be ribbis devarim.
Don't say.
When you came back to me, you gave me back the money, blank, cold, a kalta litvak, nothing. It was, shokel, kenegad kulon, very good.
Later, his daughter's getting married.
Yeah.
You're allowed to give a gift to the daughter.
If you ordinarily would give a gift, absolutely yes. The rule of thumb is, first of all, it's not ribbis derais. That's to make it very clear. Ribbis derais only when you stipulate an additional charge at the time of the loan. That's critical to understand the concept. Ribbis derais only when you borrow the money, at the moment when you take the money into your possession, I agree, I promise, I give you my word, I will give you back more. If there is no such stipulation, then you're safe. You're right away safe, because I'm borrowing $1,000, I'm going to give you back $1,000, not a penny more. V'zehu. Now, in the meantime, if I end up, when the loan is due, I pay you back more, that's not ribbis deraisa. That's only ribbis midrabanan, because I didn't agree to this. If I happen to give you a gift, so I gave you a gift. I ended up giving you more money back for the loan than I took. That is not osur min ha-Torah. It is permitted. Chazal said it's osur midrabanan because it looks like ribbis, even though there was no stipulation. So we're dealing only here with ribbis midrabanan. Once you're dealing with ribbis midrabanan, there are many leniencies. So in your example, if you would normally go to his wedding as a simcha, would you normally give a gift? Would you normally give a gift? Yes, you would. Yeah. So that's it. It's not ribbis deraisa. It's not ribbis. It's mutter. Now maybe I will give a bigger gift.
It's an ordinary gift.
It's not necessarily usher either. Because once already giving a gift, and it's not ribbis deraisa, And anyway, you're giving a gift, there are leniencies. Maybe I would have given you an elaborate. You don't know what you would have done had these circumstances not been as like this. You can't tell me for sure. You know that you would have given a gift. Once you're giving a gift, you know when you're yourself, sometimes you only want to go give a small amount of money. And then on the spur of the moment, you decide, you know what, I'm going to give more. So it's not necessarily also, especially when you're not dealing with ribbis de'oraisa. Okay, saying thank you is an old, old shaila. Halacha l'maisa, I told you, we went through this a couple of weeks ago, Parashas Kedoshim, we want to spend a show on this, and ribbis, there are many opinions on this matter. Halacha l'maisa, the minhag is to say thank you. You do say thank you by most people, but to say a very... A shvacha, thank you. You're not allowed to be lavish. It's in this derisa, but it's not considered today to be ribbis because it's just derech eretz. You have to differentiate between derech eretz and between giving something additional. And then there's a rule, which is shocking rules. Once the loan is over, then you're allowed to do whatever you want. How long that you know? You can give a person a gift. You can give them a gift send them an onuts platter. When? A day after, it says, a day after. The day you pay back the loan, you're not allowed to give him a gift. You're not allowed to say a lavish thank you. You're not allowed to do anything. The day after, 24 hours after you pay the loan, all is forgotten. All is forgotten. Then you're allowed to give, now here's the catch. You're allowed to give a gift, but you're not allowed to say, this gift is for the loan.
Institutions that give plaques and backers to people that give tzedakah.
That's not loans. That's a gift. That's not loans. They don't give loans. Donors give to the institution significant sums of money as a gift. And then as a marketing technique, as a fundraising technique, it comes sukkis, they send you a beautiful esrog. They invest in you $100. You gave them last year $5,000 in order to oil the engine. You send them
grease the wheels.
So you gotta keep your donors happy. It works. Listen, it really works. It really, really works. I know people. I'm not in this category, but I know people who are big donors. And when the institution, you know, they keep up their relationship by giving, sending them gifts every so often, it definitely keeps the relationship going. And the yeshiva, at the end, does benefit. But those are gifts. You're telling me another situation where the yeshiva is desperate. This happens often. They can't make payroll. That's a whole different story. Yeshivas, at oftentimes, cannot make payroll. And they have some very wealthy balabatim who give them loans. We have money coming in. We have tuition. We have pledges. The money is coming in. But right now, at this moment, the Rebbeim need to receive their paycheck. Can you do us a favor and give us $10,000 loan? And the donors, yes, here's $10,000. And then this can span over Yom Tov. And then they do this Erev Yom Tov. And then it's now, let's say, Sukkot. And the yeshiva sends out their $100 esrogim to their donors. And one of the donors, this donor didn't just give the yeshiva $50,000, he also gave them a $10,000 loan, Erev Yom Tov, to pay today. That's a problem. That is a real problem. Because now you're giving him this loan, and you're giving him now something extra. So you'll say, but we did it last year, so maybe you're right. If you gave out the esrog last year also, because he was a donor, and now we're giving him an esrog again, so it's not necessarily called ribbis, because we gave you, but if this is the first time he's getting the esrog, it's not so simple. It's not so simple because that would be a case where there'd be everybody over here. Yoshua, were you just giving a donation? That would not necessarily be a problem. Okay, let's finish up over here. So over here, go back over here. The halacha test. We talk about neshach. Let's just do this paragraph, then we'll stop. Af agav the neshach tamar b'feirush lo nemar el b'kesav yoichel d'chsev es kaspecha. Do not give with marbis. Marbis is another word for ribbis. There are many, many words. Neshach, ribbis, marbis. Even in English, there are so many different words. Usury. What else do they use? Interest. Usury. What? What? They're all different words. The mashma shemimoinoi misrabe bekach d'chsev marbe hoinoi b'neshach. Even though the pasuk only explicitly mentions food and cash, mikol makayim, The words called davar. So you like to mention before that refers to dibur. That's a chazal. Called davar, davar miloshin dibur, saying thank you, giving a speech in honor of a person. But the real drasha is called davar expands the scope even to commodities. Lerabbis kol mine neshech sheasurin. Do me a tova, do me this malacha now. Al menas shegam anochi se imcha malacha acheres she kaveda mizosh ata oisa imi. So that I'll do with you malacha. I'll help you when you need help, even something that's more difficult. Shezeu gam ki neshech v'sarbish noishech oisoy achkach yeshiyasi imo malacha kaveda v'gam zohay yitzoch laharvois b'schal poyalim v'hari neshech v'sar neshech. So now that becomes a very big problem when it comes to all the wedding invitations. If you notice, there's a trend on a wedding invitation that says, please do us the favor, come to our wedding, and we will, different words they use, the nachser, come to our wedding, we need people to come to the wedding, and we will reciprocate. They write in Hebrew, the nachser, v'yom simchaschem, and when emir tzashem, you make a simcha. We will, I don't know the exact words. It's very common. It's very common.
Most people don't pay attention. Nashuv lochem.
It started 30 years ago. The Rebbe invited you and he wasn't.
You weren't interested in coming. It became common to write invitations, but some circles, you beg people to come. Please come to the wedding and we will reciprocate. Im Yeretz Hashem, when you make a simcha, we will return the favor. We will reciprocate. We'll give a gift to your children, just like you've given a gift to our children, and we will participate in your simcha by coming to your simcha. So here he's saying something very interesting. Why, we have to ask the question, we have to discuss the modern different shilas. Why isn't that ribbis? Sometimes... What? It is a loan. He says over here, ribbis kol dover. Ribbis is not just money, cash. Milocha. Do me a favor. Tow my car. My car has a flat. Help me change my flat. I have a flat tire. Do me a taiva. Come over to my house. Take out your tools. Take off your jacket. And let's get to work. Help me fix my yes. And I will repay you. You'll eventually get a flat also. You'll all happen to you eventually. So when you get a flat, I will come out and help you change your flat tire. So if you stipulate, okay, so that it's a problem. Goimlim is a problem. It's a problem if it's going to be penny for penny. It's a problem. Like we have to understand. Oh, so that's because you're not stipulating. You're not doing a kinyan on it. You're not making a kinyan. Okay, we have to go through the modern question. But I just appreciate the issue. Appreciate the issue. And then we'll see why it's mutter. Let's understand. Ribbis, it says, kol dover. Read the words. Okay, read the words. Look.
Ribbis has to do with loans.
Yes, that's a loan. That's a loan. What the loan is, if I would go to the shop to have my tire fixed, how much would it cost? It would cost $75. If I would go to repair my tire on my own, I would take my car to the shop and the mechanic will replace my tire. How much would I have to pay for that? $50, $75. So you know, I don't want to spend that $50, $75. I want you, my neighbor, next door neighbor, to help me do it. I can't do it myself. I need someone to help me. And you help me. If you help me, you'll be saving me $75 service fee. So the guy, why should I waste my time, energy in helping you? I'll pay you back. I'm not gonna give you back cash. I'm gonna pay you back. It's a loan. You do this for me, you save me $75 today, and I will save you $75 somewhere down the line. You don't say it. Right, that's the heter. There are a lot of heterim, but we have to appreciate the issue. Rabbi Rosh wrote a whole book. You don't realize how many situations... Possibly, yes. You go to a baseball game, and it gets rained out, and they give you a rain check. and they give you, so they owe you. I've paid you money. So therefore, we have to analyze all the. Okay, we're running out of time. We have to analyze each situation by itself. We'll go through examples. I have a lot of examples. Right now, let's just get the basic concept. Look what he writes. The words. The words over here. The words over here. Look what it is one more time. The gam shenoyshech also akach keshi. Let me read the words over here. Lefichach. Look at the words in halacha test on page shin mem hey. Halacha test. The last paragraph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. Lefichach. Loy yoimar lachaveroy. Do not say to your friend. Do not stipulate. Do not sign a contract like this. Asay imi milocha. Do with me labor. Help me change my flat tire. Achshav today. Almanas. Shagam anoichi. I will reciprocate. Se'imcha milocha acheres. I'll help you. And I have an old jalopy. So my tire is easy to fix. You have an 18-wheeler parked in the driveway. To go change an 18-wheeler, you gotta hoist up. You got to hoist up that massive thing. It's a much harder, it's much more labor to do that. I will do, she kiveda mizo, sha'ata oismi. I will reciprocate by fixing your flat tire, and your flat tire, we both know, is much more involved than fixing my flat tire. Shezehu gam kein neshech visarbis. This is forbidden. You're biting him. When you now do for him malacha that's kaved, that's more difficult, so you're giving back more than what you have received. The litmus test is, how much would it cost to have it done professionally? To change my tire, to bring in my car to the mechanic, it would cost $75. To bring in your car to the mechanic would cost $100. So if now we're doing it ourselves, we're handymen, we do it ourselves, and I'm asking you to do me the favor, and you're going to reciprocate, and you're going to give me back, you're giving me back more. You know, this is very common among Baal Malachas. I call the window repair man. Okay, I have a phone book, I need someone to repair the window. So I ask someone who's in the construction business, who really knows, he knows everything, top of the line, and he gave me someone very, very good. So I trust him, I call him up, and he tells me when he's coming, and he calls me, he's going to be there in 5 minutes. I run over, and I look at the truck, and I look at the guy's t-shirt. It's a whole different company. So I say, who are you? I called up so-and-so. We work together. We work together, and sometimes he's very busy, so I cover his jobs. And sometimes he covers my jobs. So he says, we work together. So it's right, you didn't call me, you called him, but I'm part of his team, and that's how we operate. They're completely different businesses. And the money goes into his pocket, not into that pocket. They're completely different businesses, but they work together, and they trade off. That can be at times, if the structure is not arranged properly, can be a problem of ribbis.
Between them.
Between them. Because I'm giving you my business with the expectation that you're going to reciprocate and you're going to give me some of your business. There's a reciprocation. Now, is there a contract? Money. You know, money is money. People get all worked up over $1. You'd be surprised how people get worked up over one penny. One penny. And if it's not structured, if there is an arrangement, and if it's an arrangement and a contract, and it's not structured properly, there's a shail of ribbis to
Eraisa. Rabbi, so if I'm heading to Kennedy Airport, I'm calling a car service, and my friend says, Lord, is me a ride to Kennedy. I know, okay, I'm saving whatever it is, $50 to $45. And then I'll say, okay, you know, I'll be out next time. And then usually they go out of Newark. So,
no, you're right. That's exactly what this is. It's exactly the same thing. That the rule is. The rule is the reason why it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because you're not stipulating. Yeah, that could be Ribbis D'Oraisa. You're right. That example. You're going to Newark. Yeah. Exactly. That is a very severe example. There is money involved. To go to Kennedy costs $40. To go to Newark, $60.
He didn't pay him for this ride. ride, and he's not going to pay him for the second ride.
It doesn't matter.
There is money.
It's a service. It's exactly what it says. Call Dovar Asher Yishach. The only reason why he's taking him to Kennedy is because he will reciprocate and take him to Newark.
Okay.
Newark costs $60. Mm-hmm. Kennedy costs $40.
Right.
That's Ribbis Doraisa. That's right. That's Ribbis Doraisa.
He's not looking for money.
He is looking for money.
A ride is money.
Call Dovar Asher Yishach. Call Dovar. Dr. Fruchter, yes, your example is a real case of if Stamazoi. So it's Ribbis Doraisa. The reason why a lot of these cases is not ribbis is because you don't stipulate. Your neighbors, I'm not going to hold you up. Okay, the reason why most time it's not ribbis, can you do me a favor? Can you take me to the airport? Now, in the back of your mind, you know that there's going to be a reciprocation. And you know, I might have to take you to Newark also. If you don't speak it out, if you have a neighbor. But if you are so stingy and you say, listen, I'm not going. I don't care, you're my neighbor. I don't care. I'm only going to take you today if you take me next week. I'm going to Newark. And if you say those words and you come to an agreement, that's Ribbis Doraisa. If you don't make, you don't verbalize it, I'll do you a favor. So you reciprocate, you do someone else a favor. So just because when you do someone else a favor, it might entail more time, more money. There's more gasoline. There's more time in the marketplace. A car service to Newark is much more money than a car service to LaGuardia or Kennedy.
Okay, but let's say like this: Dr. Fruchter takes me to LaGuardia. His time is more expensive, like mine.
Very good. No, the ribbis does not depend. No, very good. You're asking a very question. Ribbis does not depend on your time,
right.
On how valuable the time. It's something which is defined in society. The ribbis is defined by the market, not by you. How much money you could have earned had you not done this favor. If you're a surgeon and you could be making now $300, and the other person is making that does not go into the calculation. That is a very good point. That's not part of the calculation. The calculation of ribbis is the service. How much in the world, in the market, is this service that you've provided, is it worth in dollars and cents? A ride to Kennedy in the marketplace, let's make believe, is $40. A ride to Newark in the marketplace is $60. That's ribbis. Don't add to the calculation, but I'm a doctor and my time is very valuable and I have losing, I'm, by doing you this favor, I'm losing $1,000. And when you do me this favor, you're losing less money or vice versa. That does not go into the calculation. That's not ribbis. Ribbis is purely for the item, for the money that has been this passed hands from me to you or the service that is being exchanged.
That has to do with Hashavas Aveda.
How much? That's a different time. That's a different principle.
What happens if one says, I'll do you a favor and you'll do me a favor? So that's open to anything and everything.
That's goyimun, but that's a sugi of goyimun. So it's a very big problem where to draw the line between this principle called goyimun, which means reciprocation, and where we do encourage it because that's the way the world works. The world, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's society. But you have to be very super duper careful that it should be constructed in a way where there is no ribbis deraisa or ribbis derabanan.
I don't know if I'm finding favor.
Do it, but don't say it's a favor. That's it.
Okay, we have to go through the modern day examples, but you at least get an appreciation. And therefore, I just want to point out that when you write in this invitation, this trend is not such a great idea. Because the truth is, it really doesn't make a difference. We all know good and well. This is just my personal approach to it, is that this idea of putting on the invitation, we will return the favor, First of all, we all know it doesn't really make a difference.
Nobody looks
you're
at that.
Either going to go to the wedding, you're either going to go, you're not going to go. It's not going to be dependent upon anything that it says on the invitation. Putting it on the invitation, you're putting something in writing, which, it's okay, so you want to say it's a nicety, it's an expression, you have to fill the paper with something, right? You got to fill up the paper. Got to get your money's worth for the invitation. Get the ink, some ink on the paper. But you know, it's interesting, is that it really, to some degree, borders on a shaila of ribbis. You know, for me to go to your wedding, for me,
wedding's in Brooklyn, yours is in Lakewood.
Exactly, yours is in Lakewood. I got to pay tolls. Do you know how much it costs to go back and forth to Lakewood in one day? You got to pay the tolls. You're having a wedding in Chinka. I'm going to walk over. So therefore, I'm going to come to your wedding, and you're pledging. Come to my wedding in Chinka, and I'm going to reciprocate and come to your wedding in Lakewood and pay the tolls. You are agreeing by writing this on your invitation to your simcha. You're basically stipulating, you're putting yourself in a very difficult position where I think there is, you know, it touches. It's not ribbis, obviously, it's not ribbis. People do it all the time. But, you know, why not? Why does this not touch upon avak ribbis? You're putting yourself to, I don't know what kind of wedding you're going to have. I don't know what kind of wedding you're going to have. Maybe because that's probably why it's time. Because right now, I have no idea. Your wedding might even be easier. It might be next door. It might be easier for me to go to your wedding. But let's say you have a situation where you have friends. Okay, everybody say, please. But let's say you have a situation where you have a friend, and indeed, you know as a fact that his wedding is in Lakewood. And it's already the end. It's already here. One thing, I don't know what the future is going to bring. I don't know what the future is going to bring, if you can't say that it's ribs. But let's say I already know what the future is, because this fellow, his daughter got engaged, getting married. I know he's getting married in Lakewood. And my wedding is here in Brooklyn. And now I write the invitation. I give that invitation to my next door neighbor. So I'm basically pledging on the invitation that come to my wedding in Brooklyn, and I'm going to come to your wedding in Lakewood. Don't go tell me, oh, this is, we're talking about 10 years down the line. It already happened. There are always going to be situations where other people have children that are already engaged, and you have that situation, and you're pledging, you're going to reciprocate, but the reciprocation is going to cost you more than what they're giving you. So why is that not a shayla of avak ribbis? So you'll say, I don't take the invitation seriously. It's just a nicety. It's just minanimus. You write this on the invitation. Really? They never used to write this on the invitation. This is something that's new. It's a new trend. It was not done in the past. So why doesn't this border on ribbis? I do not know. Something we have to look into a little bit more. Okay, we're going to stop here. Take a very short break. And I want to talk about giving kavod to a levi. It's a very fascinating topic. Are you a levi? What? Why Baruch Hashem?
His name is Levi and he is
what?
X-Men is heavy.